Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first mystery. In spite of the plagues, which showed the overwhelming reality and power of God, Pharaoh hardened his heart against God, and after refusing to let the Israelites go, the final plague, the death of the firstborn, came upon all Egypt. Yet, God provided a way for the Israelites to be saved from this final plague, the plague of death. They were to take a lamb without blemish and sacrifice it. They were to take the blood of the lamb and apply it to the doorposts and the lintel of their home. And finally, they were to eat the lamb that night. Then at midnight, Yahweh struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from Pharaoh's own son to the firstborn of even the prisoner in the dungeon and the firstborn of the livestock. The Book of Wisdom recounts the Passover in striking terms. When peaceful silence lay over all, and night had run the half of her swift course, down from the heavens, from the royal throne, leapt your all-powerful word into the heart of a doomed land. The stern warrior leapt, carrying your command like a sharp sword. He stood and filled the universe with death. He touched the sky, yet trod the earth. Yet the homes marked by the blood of the Lamb were spared, and the angel of death passed over them. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. How does the first Passover relate to Christ and to us? What's its significance? The first Passover in Egypt established a pattern for salvation from death. A lamb must be sacrificed, its blood must be applied to the doorposts, and the lamb had to be eaten. The first Passover prefigured the true and final Passover, where Jesus, the Lamb of God, would save us from eternal death. In the new Passover, under the new covenant, Jesus, the Lamb of God, is sacrificed. His blood is poured over us in baptism, marking us as God's people. And we too must eat the Lamb, receiving his body and blood in the Eucharist. And by following the steps of the new Passover, we are saved not just from physical death, but from eternal death, receiving the life of heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." Just as the Israelites had to sacrifice a lamb to be saved from death, in the new Passover, Jesus, the Lamb of God, is sacrificed to deliver us from eternal death. But why does the death of Jesus take away sin and save us? Because of the fall, all humanity is born with original sin, and through personal sin, we turn away from God. And the consequence of sin is death, not just physical death, but spiritual death, which separates us from God and the life of grace. Before Christ's saving work, all who died were separated from heaven. Those who desired God awaited redemption in Sheol, the abode of the dead, while those who rejected him entered the eternal separation from God in hell. So how does the death of Jesus, the Lamb of God, save us? Jesus, as God, possesses infinite divine life and love. When he became man, he united himself to all of humanity. The Catechism states, in his incarnate divine person, he has in some way united himself to every man. By taking on our humanity, he was able to bear the full consequences of sin, death, on behalf of all, and thereby canceling the debt of sin. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. In the first Passover, to be saved from death, one had to pour the blood of the Lamb over the doorway. This was the first step in entering the Old Covenant, a relationship that would be sealed at Mount Sinai in Exodus 24. In the New Covenant, we also need the blood of the Lamb poured over us. In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, John sees Jesus and declares, "He loved us and has washed away our sins with his blood." In baptism, the blood of Christ is poured over our body under the sacred sign of water, washing away our sins and infusing divine life within us. Through baptism, we enter the covenant with God, and we are reborn as children of God, sons and daughters of the Most High. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. In the first Passover, it was not enough to sacrifice the lamb. It had to be eaten. Only those who ate the lamb were saved. Likewise, in the New Covenant, Christ, our Passover lamb, gives us his own flesh and blood in the Eucharist. In John chapter 6, Jesus said, I tell you most solemnly, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in you. But what does this mean for those who do not receive the Eucharist? Baptism cleanses us from original sin, infuses God's divine life into us, and makes us a son or daughter of God. And so the Catechism states, baptism is the gateway to life in the Spirit and the door which gives access to the other sacraments. Baptism brings one into God's family, but the Eucharist is the divine food that sustains and perfects the soul. While a baptized non-Catholic may be saved, the fullness of divine life is found only in the Catholic Church and in the Eucharist. And our love for the Eucharist and for our neighbor should set our hearts on fire to bring them into full communion with Christ so that they too may receive his sacred body and blood, the bread of eternal life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, you know Our Lady has asked us to do two things: to pray the rosary every day, and to pray with others, to form rosary groups. So I really want to invite everyone this Lent to answer the call of Our Lady to do these two things. Now, we have some really special Lenten meditations each day with the Rosary podcast. Plus, we will be praying the Rosary live each night at 7 p.m. Central Time on our free app, Daily Rosary Meditations. And then, secondly, if you'd like to join a Rosary group, or if you need helpful tips to start your own Rosary group, or maybe the people in your life, they're just not interested in the Rosary or even Jesus yet, we even have strategies to help you. And we can give you personal help. All you have to do is click Lent 2025, the link below, Lent 2025, and Nick will give you personal help to take your next right step this Lent. Well, Teresa, what did you think of this comparison between the first and the second Passover?
You know, before we started, you asked me what I understood about Passover. I think I did okay.
Oh, your answer was very good.
I obviously, this expands upon it so much, but I think the hardest thing isn't even so much articulating it as it is really processing it and appreciating what that means for us.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't even until last year that I started thinking about that. This is not some right that we have. This is entirely a gift that we are saved from death in this way. That's unprecedented. We think of it as just the way that the world has always worked, but Passover is the reminder that it is not.
Yeah. Yeah, we've lived in Christianity. We've lived in our faith in our minds forever because mm-hmm. we were born into it. So, and we were baptized as infants. So we have this idea that, well, we're going to heaven.
Yeah. I think we really need to place ourselves in the shoes of the Egyptians and really imagine.
Why the Egyptians and not the Israelites?
Well, maybe take some time with both. But could you imagine that fear of death and not having the option?
They had the option. They could have joined mm-hmm. with the Israelites.
But I think that would demonstrate, using the imagination, of what a real conversion is. To see this happening, to confront death, to see it, yeah. and choose, I need the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah, yeah.
And have that real, I think we're also just so safe right now, at least where we're living right now. We're in mid-America, and we get the weird sense that we're really far away from death. And it's just, it's really hard to actually appreciate what God is giving us because we don't believe in it.
Yeah.
But I say put yourself in their shoes because imagine the confrontation. I mean, one thing that struck me that's really simple about this meditation, the angel of death is real.
Yeah.
That's not just a cool metal phrase.
Yeah.
That there is an angel of death. Are you prepared to meet the angel of death?
That was a striking, I've always been, the Book of Wisdom
mm-hmm.
walks through all of the Old Testament
mm-hmm.
in very poetic, dramatic, moving mm-hmm. terms.
Yeah.
And it's from, what I read was from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 18, describing the Passover.
What was the meaning of that phrase? He said something touched the sky?
Yeah, that the angel of death...
And trod upon the earth?
The angel of death, if you could see him, was so big that his feet were on the earth and his head was in the heavens. Imagine...
I see.
Imagine...
That is not how I understood it. That's crazy.
A dread warrior, 60,000 feet tall.
Wow.
With a sword.
That's insane.
Yeah, the passage from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 18 says, it's amazing. When peaceful silence lay over all and night had run the half of her swift course, down from the heavens, from the royal throne, leapt your all-powerful word. Into the heart of a doomed land, the stern warrior leapt, carrying your command like a sharp sword. He stood and filled the universe with death. He touched the sky, yet trod the earth.
Wow. Yeah, this meditation's a lot to reflect on, just to let that reality sink in.
Yeah.
To let it sink in, not to just be more terrified, but to know what God is giving us.
Yeah. Well, I every year I'm struck by the Easter vigil, mm-hmm. that we read 7 to 9 readings going through all of salvation history, because there's so much to learn from the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's really good during Lent to go through this. And then, like you said, help mm-hmm. us appreciate more what Christ has done for us with Holy Week and
yeah.
his suffering, death, and resurrection.
This is such a stupid thought, but the analogy I'm thinking of is, you wouldn't be very grateful if just a buddy of yours was like, oh, dude, for your birthday, I thought of a really great gift for you. Here's a life jacket. You'd be like, thanks. Okay. It seems like you just don't care about me. I don't need this.
Yeah.
I don't care. What a dull gift. But if you were about to get on the Titanic, I think you'd appreciate someone being like, and I got you a life jacket.
Yeah.
You'd be like, this is everything. I cling to this. But just take a moment and remember, we are living on the Titanic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going down. It's going down. It'd have been better if that friend would have showed up and said, hey, I canceled your ticket on the Titanic and I got you a flight.
Hey, at the time, that was probably not a great alternative anyway.
That's true.
What year was the Titanic? Because post-World War I.
Was 1911 Titanic? Yeah,
I would say you'd probably still prefer the boat.
Yeah, flights would have been...
Yeah, that's World War I.
Pretty young in the process for flights.
I don't know when commercial flights started. This is... We're just showing people we have all sorts of conversations.
I understand and I appreciate your analogy very much.
It's a really stupid analogy, but I think we're just given something and we don't know the weight of it.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, can you imagine at the moment of your death, demons coming for your soul, and then they see, oh wait, the blood of the lamb is poured over that one. Yeah. You can't have it.
Yeah.
And they have to pass over.
Yeah. But so many people spend so much of their life trying to wash that blood off.
Yeah. Yeah, think about that. This dread warrior angel is passing over, and whenever he sees a house with blood on it, he keeps going.
Yeah.
And that's us with our baptism. You can't survive without your baptism. Whew. It's good to meditate on the Old Testament. Helps us appreciate Christ.
Mm.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.